In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the 7th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately a checkup on you guys. Are you well? Good. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. So, with that, let's get this show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing!
Let's do this.
So, I just wanted to talk to you guys, just say, hey, what's up? You probably know what this video or this podcast is going to be about, considering the title, but just a little checkup on you guys. I hope you guys are Thursdays are going well from starting out with Monday. On one more day, guys, one more day, and it's Friday. You guys can do it. I believe in you. But I wanted to talk about some plans I had. I literally just woke up. It's 7 a.m. Today, and I'm recording this on Thursday. I have to go do something with my mom today for her estate sale business, liquidating business. And so I have to record this. I just couldn't record it yesterday because I was just like, I don't know what was up with me yesterday, but I'm forcing myself to finally record this today. I want to do it. It was just that I felt I was in a funk yesterday, and so I'm recording this now, so here we are. So I want to talk about my plans for the next couple of weeks. I'll be making a couple of websites, and also doing my job as a freelance writer, and also, I'm also a freelance web designer, and I'm also, I can also do consulting and social media work, and also photography. And so I'll be, next week specifically, I'll be documenting, my plan is I'll be documenting me making several websites using WordPress and WordPress themes, not from scratch. I can't make websites from scratch right now. Using a theme I can, but I can't personally design a website structure. Using a theme I can. I can't design my own theme. That's just, no, I can't. I don't code or anything. But I know how to make a good website using a theme. And so that's the project I'm working on. And I'm also making a network of websites using it, which is, I think it's pretty cool. It's going to be an awesome experience. I've already looked and read into several articles and looked into several videos on how to do it. And I think I'm ready to finally knock this down. I just got to make sure there's two websites. I just got to make sure that I archive everything and download all the articles so I do not lose anything. And I need to figure out, I watched the video, but it was a little complicated, but I need to figure out how to transfer all the files without losing anything from the website, especially like links and stuff like that. That's going to be a lot of fun because I do not want to manually put in all that stuff, because oh my god, that would be a ton of work and very complicated and just time consuming, just like plugging in every old article we had. Oh my god, that's just, oh my, kill me now. But I also want to mention that I recently, on Tuesday, I posted a cookie article. That a fortune cookie article that was pretty funny. I would love to know what you guys think and how would you answer the question. It's on DylanLepore.com under writing, and maybe I'll leave an annotation somewhere for you guys to check it out. But I love you guys to read it and check it out. It's pretty funny. It's ten original thoughts I would put in a fortune cookie. One of them would be like, have you ever thought about eating this cookie? That was one of the ones, like, eating this paper, eating this piece of paper. That's one of the ones I thought that was funny. And then the other one was, new video sometime this weekend. Yeah, new video sometime this weekend. It'll be about scheduling, for my channel. I'm revising it a little bit, because I can't really post the audio and video at the same time, because just the way the exporting works, sometimes it goes past the time, and I'm just like, oh my god. So with that, I probably will be changing my schedule just up a little bit, but sticking to the same thing, and I hope you guys are ready for that. It'll be sometime on Saturday or Sunday, I believe, the video will be posted, and it'll just be a, hey, what's up? This is the schedule of the video. This is my new schedule for the channel, and I hope you guys enjoy. But with that, let's get into what we're supposed to talk about, and that is this game right here, Wolfenstein, The New Order. So, Wolfenstein The New Order is an action-adventure, first-person shooter video game developed by Machine Games and published by Bethesda Softworks. It was released on May 20th, 2014 for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. The game is the seventh main entry in the Wolfenstein series and the sequel to 2009's Wolfenstein, set in an alternate history, 1960s Europe, where the Nazis won the Second World War. The story follows war veteran William J. B.J. Blazkowicz and his efforts to stop the Nazis from ruling over the world. The game is played from a first-person perspective, and most of its levels are navigated on foot. The story is arranged in chapters, which players complete in order to progress. A morality choice in the prologue alters the game's entire storyline. Some characters and small plot points are replaced throughout the timelines. The game features a variety of weapons, most of which can be dual wielded. A cover system is also present. Development began in 2010, soon after ID Software gave Machine Games the rights for the franchise. The development team envisioned Wolfenstein The New Order as a first-person action-adventure game, taking inspiration from previous games in the series and particularly focusing on the combat and adventure elements. The game attempts to delve into character development of Blazkowicz, unlike its predecessors. A choice from the developers to interest players in the story. They also aimed to portray him in a heroic fashion. At release, Wolfenstein The New Order received generally positive reviews, with praise particularly directed at the combat and the narrative of the game. Critics considered it a positive change to the series and nominated it for multiple year-end accolades, including Game of the Year and Best Shooter awards for several gaming publications. A standalone expansion was released in May 2015, set before the events of the game, and entitled Wolfenstein The Old Blood. A sequel, Wolfenstein 2 The New Colossus, was released in October 2017. And so with that, Wolfenstein The New Order is a crazy first-person shooter game. It's very, like, hardcore, original first-person shooter, and it is a lot of fun. It goes into some very dark elements and some very dark storytelling, and some people might not like it or be offended by it, but oh my god, the story in this game is really good. They really make you care about the world and care about William B.J. Blazkowicz and care about the characters, and it's also hilarious too, the banter between they form a group, a team of you're in this hub world and you form a team of resistance that you are with, and it's it you get you get you get you there you get you do get emotional from these guys, and it's really, I feel like it's really fun, and just talking and exploring the hub with these people, and just like you get to know these people and where they come from, and each character has its own story, and it's really fun. The story is really awesome. It goes super in depth, and like I said, not a lot of people might, some people might get offended by it, but oh my god, I was just like, oh, there were some scenes in the game where I was just like, oh my god, that is gruesome. Oh my god. There's a doctor, a Nazi doctor, and then there's some of the stuff he does. I'm just like, oh my god, I don't know about that. And then you go into some camps, and you go and explore, and you go save people and recruit people, and you go under. You go underwater. You're in this giant suit, invincible suit, and everything like that, and it is a crazy game, and it takes you on a lot of adventures, and it just gets wild and wilder as you continue to play it. You have to play a little bit. For me, when I first got Wolfenstein the New World, I didn't really think about it that much. I was like, oh, Wolfenstein, I think I know about this a little. I never really played a Wolfenstein game until I got Wolfenstein the New Order, and it took me a little while to get into it at first. I bought it and played it a little bit, and then I was just like, I'm not really feeling it right now. And then I took a couple months off, and then I got back into it. I was like, you know what, I'll give it a second chance. And Wolfenstein the New Order, I was just like, why didn't I not like this? And then I got into it, and I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. This is super cool. I took out a week, and I played it, and I was just like, this was a freaking amazing game. And so, let's get into the plot a little bit. I won't really spoil anything that you should already know, at least from the trailer. But 3 years after the destruction of the Black Sun Patrol, the Nazis have developed advanced technologies enabling them to turn the tide against the Allies. At dawn on July 16, 1946, U.S. Special Forces Operative Captain William J.B. Blazkowicz, accompanied by Pilot Ferguson and Private Watt, take part in a massive Allied air raid against a fortress and weapons laboratory run by his nemesis, General Death's Head. The three are captured and brought to a human experimentation laboratory where Death's Head forces Blazkowicz to choose who he will gruesomely kill. Ferguson or Watt, before leaving Blazkowicz and the survivor to die in the laboratory's emergency incinerator. They escape the laboratory, but Blazkowicz suffers a critical head injury during the escape, rendering him unconscious and putting him in a coma. He is brought to a psychiatric asylum in Poland, where he remains in a vegetable state for 14 years, from which he is unable to awaken. He is cared for by the asylum's head nurse, Anna, and her parents who run the facility under the Nazi regime. Blazkowicz watches as Anna's parents are regularly forced to hand patients over to Nazi authorities who deem them for their mental disabilities. In 1960, 14 years after Blaskowitz's admission, the Nazis ordered that the asylum is to be shut down, killing all the patients and executing Anna's family when they resist. Blaskowitz awakens from his vegetable state as he is about to be executed, killing the experimentation squad and escaping the asylum with Anna. Blaskowitz and Anna drive to her grandparents' farm, where they inform him that the Nazis won the war by forcing the United States to surrender in 1948, and that the members of the ensuring resistance were captured. Blaskowitz interrogates a captured officer from the asylum. He was hidden in the trunk of a car. Learning that the top members of the resistance are imprisoned in Berlin before brutally executing him with a chainsaw. Anna's grandparents smuggled her and Blaskowitz through a checkpoint in Settin before they travel to Berlin. During the train ride, Blaskowitz and Anna enter into a romantic relationship. When they arrive, Anna helps Blaskowitz break into the prison, where he rescues the person he spared 14 years prior. First, in our watch, the person you choose, and finds that the resistance movement is a revived circle led by Caroline, who was left paralyzed due to her injuries. And so, yeah, the story goes, you jump crazy in the game. You go from this thing to this thing to this other thing to this new thing, and it gets pretty crazy from there. The story just dives into multiple places. Again, brutally, from you're doing some air battles to brutally killing somebody with a chainsaw, and then going underwater, and then going on a train, and then just you're serving tea to a Nazi, and it's just super crazy. And everybody in this game is super funny. Mostly all the characters are super funny and well written, and the action scenes with the music playing are just super cool, and I've really enjoyed all of it. There's a scene where the music starts up in the very beginning of the game. It takes a little while to get there, but it's before you climb up the wall to go into Death Head's castle, and it was just an awesome scene. It was just like the music was up, and I was like, oh yeah, here we go. And so the game is just pure awesomeness and just pure killing and first person, just everything you want of a first person shooter, or at least a classic first person shooter. And it does that by introducing new weapons, great story, there's a cover system that plays in. Melee attacks are brutal in the game. If you ever played Doom, you get those glory kills that you would make. And you can also go through, what I also like is that you can go through missions. You can go through missions stealthy, which is awesome. I always like having that option. I always try to do that option because I like doing it the stealthy way, because you attract less people. And I did that in Dishonored a lot. And I was just going around. I would throw an axe at somebody's head and then use I believe you have a silencer pistol, and it just adds to the fun and glory of Wolfenstein, and just makes you be like, you can be this brute guy and still be silent as a feather. And I believe not in this game, but in the second game, there is a perk tree to help you out. I'm not entirely sure, but a cover system can be used in combat as assistance against enemies. Players have the ability to lean around over and under cover, which can be used as a tactical advantage during shootouts and stealth levels. The game gives players a wide variety of weapon options. They can be found on the ground, retrieved from dead enemies, or removed from their stationary positions and carried around. Weapon ammunition must be manually retrieved from the ground or from dead enemies. Players have access to a weapon inventory, which allows them to carry as many weapons as they find. With some of these weapons, players have the ability to dual wield, giving them an advantage over enemies by dealing twice as much damage. Players can also customize weapons through the use of upgrades. For example, a rocket launcher can be attached to the side of an assault rifle, and a laser cannon can be transferred into a wire cutting tool. And so it just gets even crazier and crazier, because I love, especially with bigger enemies, dual wielding two shotguns is the way to go, 100%. And so, Wolfenstein New Order was released to mostly positive reviews. Metacritic calculating an average score of 81 out of 100 based on 23 reviews for the Windows version, 79 out of 100 based on 18 reviews from the Xbox One version, and 73 reviews for the PlayStation 4 version. Reviewers liked the game's concept, narrative, and combat mechanics. The combat mechanics of the game received praise. Daniel Hindes of GameStop felt that the intensity and variety of the combat in the game has granted the series a breath of fresh air, and believes that it managed to fulfill his nostalgic expectations from the series. Metro's David Jerkins said that the combat in the game is the real deal, naming it one of the best recent single-player shooter games, with Ryan Tailjonik of Games Radar calling it satisfying. Simon Miller of VideoGamer.com lauded the game's shooting and stealth mechanics. Yes, naming the former as solid. Similarly, GameStop's Hindes noted that the stealth was simple but effective and named it one of the best things about the game. Steve Boxer of The Guardian also called out the stealth, calling it decent. And so with that, I would give the game a 9 out of 10 for me, or maybe, no, I'll stick with a 9 out of 10, maybe an 8.5, but I think I'll stick it with a 9 out of 10, because this game just really hit home for me for being just a classic game with a story, an awesome story, and combat, and just insane plot. But with that, yeah, I think that's about it. This game did sell really well. It was the second best-selling game of 2014 in the United Kingdom, behind Titanfall. So if that tells you anything, it was the fourth and seventh best-selling game of May and June 2014 in the U.S. So yeah, with that, this game is an awesome game. Highly recommend playing this if you're into classic first-person shooters. I will come out with another review for Wolfenstein, The New Colossus, which is another awesome Wolfenstein game. That just raised the bar up. That just made Wolfenstein The Order, and it just raised the bar up. And so I'll get into that maybe some other time. But yeah, definitely a 9 out of 10 for me. And so with that, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 7th Thursday Afternoon Game Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately check up on you guys. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/Dylan Laporte, and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. And so with that, I'll see you guys on Monday. Keep up with me on DylanLaporte.com and at Dylan's Legos. And make sure you subscribe and like this video. Or if you're on iTunes or other podcasting services, make sure you follow the podcast and give the podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes. It really helps me out. And so with that, thank you guys, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing. Let's do this.